This is URN
Showtime Breakdown.
I freaking love that song so much.
Really, we've never mentioned it on the show before.
I mean, you just made my favourite joke, which we're going to recreate now because it made me laugh. Go.
I can't remember what I said. What was it?
Well, this is useless. Okay, so there's a line in that song. That was Bambaleo from Zorro the Musical, everybody, in case you didn't know. It's an amazing
song.
You
might not have recognised it because we're not playing it in French or like Spanish or Russian or whatever else we played before.
We do tend to play it in French rather than English. Yeah, there's a line in it that says, there's a tale rarely told about a gypsy. And Abby goes, not on this show. We tell it all the time. And it really made me laugh.
See, I can be funny, just off air apparently.
And on that note, welcome to the show. I'm Ella, that is indeed Abby. You're listening to Showtime on URN. We're the only musical theatre show here. I wonder why. But I like that song. It really, for some reason, I think it suits the weather today. There's nothing about it that's
wintry.
Explicitly summery, but it's just a very summery song.
Yeah. I agree.
I like it. Which brings us on to in what is one of the more tenuous segues of the evening.
I think the most, but I haven't heard the others quite yet. But
we can decide at the end.
Okay.
This is a pretty tenuous one. I feel like this next song, check this out, this links to the weather as well. It doesn't really. It's very hot outside and we're going to play a song called Vanilla Ice Cream because I've had it in my head all week. It comes from She Loves Me, which we're playing the Broadway revival from last year because it features Laura Benanti, who we're slightly obsessed with
you
on this show.
You may not have noticed. We had an entire game about her for a part of last term.
It reached that point, everybody. Yeah, I've been listening to this song all week and it's a really great song and it's that sort of nice musical theatre meets opera in a kind of way.
Obviously. That's all musical shit.
A girl called Amalia is secretly the pen pal of her co-worker George and they hate each other and they go to meet each other on a date and George walks in and realises that Amalia must be his date and doesn't want to sort of address that. So instead he goes over and is himself and he teases her and says, oh yeah, I've seen this fat old bald man who must be your date, he's just disappeared. And anyway, Amalia then feels a bit embarrassed and goes home and ends up being ill and George comes around and feels bad and gives her vanilla ice cream,
which is what I would want someone to bring me.
Yeah, I mean, if anyone is ever gonna ask someone out on a date in like the most Broadway style ever, just bring them vanilla ice cream and let them launch into opera. So without further ado, that one's for Abby's mum. This is Laura Benanti with Vanilla Ice Cream from She Loves Me.
Dear friend.
Now, next up is a request that was sent in last week. We will always take requests, send them in on the online messaging service, urn1350.net, or on Facebook, URN Showtime, or Twitter, Showtime URN. And Abby is also live tweeting the entire thing because we're cool.
We can do that by the power
we
of
we multitask. This show is called Next Thing You Know and it follows a group of people sort of in their late 20s and they've kind of reached that point in their life where they've realised their dreams haven't come true.
Aww.
But their lives aren't bad, it's just they haven't
they're not
turned out
the level that they expect to be at.
Yeah, so the main female wanted to be an actress and has been working in a bar and then, you know, being actually on site, and then she gets promotion to be a lawyer, and it's that kind of she works at a law firm during the day. It makes perfect sense. So it's that kind of that struggle of actually your life's going okay,
yeah,
but it's not how you want it, and then the sort of the repercussions of that. Anyway, this is Hungover from Next Thing You Know. The full cast of Fiddler on the Roof at the Chichester Festival Theatre was announced this week. It had first been announced in February, I think, that Omid Jalili would be playing Tevye and that lady from Torchwood, Tracy Ann Overman, would be in it as well. They were the two announced. They're the big names. And then in the past week, they've announced the rest of the cast. And it looks pretty good. You've got Chris Jarman, who I know from the Book of Mormon. I think he's also had a stint in Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
Ooh.
Maybe wrong about that. He's playing Laser Wolf. Emma Kingston from In the Height.
A fantastic name. Sorry. Just after
what?
The name of the character.
Laser Wolf.
Yeah.
Emma Kingston?
Emma Kingston's a relatively fine name, but Laser Wolf.
Sorry, Emma, that Abby doesn't like your name quite as much
it
as Laser
could be
Wolf.
Emma Laser Wolf Kingston. You never know.
That's what I call myself. Ella Laser Wolf Fedrinska. Love it. Yeah, she's and Lisa Sadavoy. Just some really big names in musical theatre from like the London scene of musical theatre as well, which is quite nice. Sort of feels like it's been kept in the family. And the thing is, I like the fact that Fiddle on the Roof is coming back to, you know, a big stage. I really like the show, but I'm more excited about the fact that we get to play to life on the on this show, because I love it, and it's got my favourite moment in any musical theatre song ever, when the Russians start singing and then it goes all slow and then it speeds up and they're clapping and then they go into Cossack dancing. I have an unhealthy obsession with Cossack dancing.
Yeah, you do talk about it a lot. Like, just in general conversation.
I would happily spend hours just watching Cossack dancing. It's
not even
so
doing
impressive.
It yourself. You're just watching it.
I know I don't have the strength for that. I'm not going to embarrass myself that way.
That can be a project for over the summer. I want us to come back next year and you to be able to Cossack dance.
Okay. I'm going to attempt it in this song.
Excellent.
For the benefit of listeners at home, that is what will be happening. So if I'm horribly out of breath after this, that's what
injured.
I've been... Can't turn the mics up because I've broken my arm.
If it's just me when we come back, then assume it went badly.
I mean, I'm a consummate professional. I'll carry on as best I can. But that is a heads up for what will be happening in this next song. It's just brilliant. And I love it. And this is to life.
To our prosperity. To our good health and happiness. And most important, to life, l'chaim.
Now, as I said, Fiddle on the Roof will be at the Chichester Festival Theatre from July. And unfortunately, that opens just as another show closes. And
well, it's bad if it closes, but also you've got a constant cycle of shows to be going and seeing.
Yeah, and also, like, it's not at the same theatre. It just happens that they're both in July. Gary Barlow's The Girls,
yeah,
is finally coming to a close in July. It will have played... at the Phoenix Theatre for 5 months as of July. It'll be ending. Apparently it's then going on a 2-year national tour.
Yes.
Starting at the Leeds Grand Theatre in August.
Sorry, that's where I'm from.
Genuinely, I knew you were going to do that. As soon as you mentioned Leeds, it's like that moment in a comedy gig where you're like, I'm from that place.
Yeah. I've already just me here. So you know every time it's only one place I'm going to woohoo.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know who doesn't mention Lincoln? Gary Barlow. apparently The Girls is going on a 2-year national tour, although they haven't announced any other dates other than Leeds Grand Theatre, which I'm slightly annoyed about.
Come to Leeds.
It's the sort of thing I'd like to be able to announce on the show.
It's true.
But he hasn't taken me into consideration, which I think is very rude, personally.
Or Lincoln at all. You should write to him.
Still so angry about that. Mentions Northumberland, not Lincolnshire. We're next to Yorkshire, mate. Anyway, I can't say I'm too surprised that it's closing. I mean, I'm sad. It's a really nice, gentle show. But I think, given the climate of the West End at the moment and things that are in...
It's quite a big, like if you want to go see a show in London, you'd want to see something big.
Yeah, I don't think you'd go...
dancing.
I think it's going to do well touring.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's... I don't think it's West End hit.
No.
I mean, the fact that it didn't get anything at the Olivier is kind of... shows that. I mean, it was a difficult year at the Olivier's. I mean, there were a lot of very good things on, but I feel like it's just been lost slightly, and I hope that when it goes on tour, it does well. It's a really nice musical, and there's some decent songs in it. And the one we're going to play tonight actually featured in our Eurovision special a couple of weeks ago. I try and avoid playing songs too close together like that.
You say that.
Point is, usually I try not to repeat myself too much. It doesn't always work to plan. But I really like this song, and I think it just sort of captures everything that The Girls is about. So this is Gary Barlow and the cast of The Girls with Sunflower. Sunflower, performed by Gary Barlow and the cast of The Girls. And I said, if you like that, you can still catch it in London up until July. And after that, it may well be coming to somewhere near you.
Hopefully.
I don't know. It's definitely going somewhere near Abbey.
Yep.
It's from Leeds, didn't you know?
Just in case you didn't catch that, Leeds.
You don't need to know this, but I think it's entertaining. So one of the lines in that is, hello, Yorkshire. And Abby goes, hi.
I was just happy.
So happy. I don't get that, because Gary Barlow doesn't seem to accept that Lincolnshire exists.
Maybe he'll write an entire show about Lincolnshire next.
I don't need an entire show, just an acknowledgement. I hope that in the programme of the girls, they have a little asterisk to a footnote with all the counties they don't mention in the song that mentions all the counties.
Yes. I'm sure they'll get right on that.
I'll send him an email. It's fine. Now, another show touring right now, and one that we are especially very excited about, is none other than the Addams Family.
Yay!
Okay, we are definitely obsessed with this one.
Yeah, definitely.
Mainly because Nathan Lane was in the original Broadway production as Gomez Adams.
And he's the greatest person alive.
He's a walking god. Yes. I think we can accept. He's already got, I think he was in a billion hashtag love hymns.
Yeah.
For the way he pronounces the word chocolate. Chocolate. You must love chocolate. Sigh, you do sigh. Yeah. If you haven't heard the Addams Family, it's good.
That's just a little taste there for you.
What's better than singing?
Singing and dancing.
Yes, we are a little bit obsessed, and we will be performing a two-person show of the Addams Family after we've seen it. We're very excited. The current UK tour doesn't feature Nathan Lane, unfortunately. No. Cried myself to sleep a little bit about that. But it does have a stellar cast, nonetheless. You've got Les Dennis as Uncle Festus, Samantha Womack as Morticia, Carrie Hope Fletcher as Wednesday, and Cameron Blakely as Gomez, who has done a lot of musical theatre, but I know him best because he's in one episode of Gallivant, which is an amazing television show and one that I sincerely hope you watch. The Addams Family is touring all over the place, but more importantly, we'll be in Nottingham from the 27th of June to the 1st of July. We've already got our tickets and yep. We genuinely cannot wait. So excited. We usually play one of the sort of the bigger, not necessarily chorus numbers, but one of the...
Read bigger for... Nathan Lane is in this song.
Yeah. basically, we usually play a song by Nathan Lane when we play the Addams Family. Tonight, though, we're going to play one that we've never played on the show before. It's sung by Pugsley, who's the younger brother in the family. He's beginning to worry that... Because Wednesday falls in love with a guy called Lucas, and Pugsley is beginning to worry that maybe Wednesday's forgetting about him a bit. She's not around to torture him in the same way. And I can say, as an older sister, we are always there for our younger siblings to torture them.
Definitely.
We will happily do that whenever you want. You just say the words and we're there. But Pugsley's worried that Wednesday won't be torturing him anymore. And so he decides to steal a potion that will bring out someone's dark side and slip it to her when they have the big dinner between the Addams Family and Lucas's family. And it's genuinely just a really nice, sweet, simple song, which is so
odds with what is happening.
Yeah, so at odds with the lyrics of it. So I hope you enjoy it as much as I do. From the original Broadway cast of the Addams Family, this is What If. And with that, we move from one Showtime favourite to another. Yeah. This comes from Heather's The Musical, which we're less obsessed with as a show and more with one individual song that's called Freeze Your Brain, which yes. just suggests that any problem you should have a slush puppy and everything will be fine, which we think is solid advice. Mm. And we always play that song, and actually we're not playing that song today.
We're going very like new songs.
Madness today. Utter madness today. We're playing a song called Candy Store, which is performed by the three Heathers of the show. Very catchy, very rocky. And basically, the reason we're playing this is because Andrew Lloyd Webber and Paul Taylor Milnes are putting on what they're calling a work in progress series, which aims to present work at varying stages of development in the process of being produced. And they're putting on 5 different productions in total. Each are going to be presented in sort of multiple times and variations to show the development of that show.
Okay.
I don't know how it's going to work.
It sounds a wacky concept. I'm quite interested to see how it turns
out. The idea is that, like, tickets start about £7.50 or something. So the idea is that you can go to a show in London without it being...
Yeah.
Extortionate. And the first production they're putting on is none other than Lawrence O'Keefe and Kevin Murphy's Heathers the Musical, which is running in the studio at the Other Palace from 30th of May, which is this Tuesday, to the 3rd of June.
Oh.
And I thought, you know what? It's a great musical, let's play it. Slight one. Like, it's fine. Kind of in like the Rocky Horror Bring On the Men style of things. Oh. If you're a little bit sensitive, maybe just don't listen for the next 2 minutes, 34 seconds. But it's a great song, and I hope you enjoy it. From Heathers, this is Candy Store. It's called Title of Show in square brackets, which Abby saw earlier and went, have you just forgotten the title of the show?
Yeah, I thought, I was thinking, because I was like, Ella knows like all of the songs are going to be on here. Why is she not putting the title of the show yet? Is she just going to have to look it up on Google or something? No.
It's called Title of Show. It's a one-act musical with music and lyrics by Jeff Bowen and a book by Hunter Bell, both of whom then star as characters within the show. It follows the struggles.
So meta.
It is very meta. It follows the struggles of an author called Hunter and a composer lyricist called Jeff and their two best friends, Heidi and Susan. Played by people called Heidi and Susan.
Susan. They forgot what her name is. They're like,
They're like, we're gonna call her Susan in the show, but her name is Susan. No, that's not what happens. That's just me not being able to talk. And it follows them as they try to work on a musical project to get ready for the upcoming New York Musical Theatre Festival. As I said, it's very meta, very cool, and just really interesting and made even better by some wonderful songs. And the one that we're going to play, I came across because there's a singer I follow on the internet called Mina Kay, who performed this song when she was at university. It's called Secondary Characters. And occurs when Jeff and Hunter have left the two girls on stage. And they basically realise they're free for the first time to do whatever they want because the creators aren't around. And it's just a really brilliant song and is harmonised beautifully. So from the original cast recording, this is Susan Blackwell and Heidi Blinkenstaff with Secondary Characters. Now, in what may be yet another very impressive tenuous segue. Oh, it's going well.
You tried to say segue in link, so you just said sync.
Basically,
really got me.
I'm really excited about this next song. I love it. The link comes from the fact that in that last song, Secondary Characters, one of the lyrics is, the plot is unfolding like the Lord of the Rings trilogy. In a way, you and me, till the very end, like Frodo and Samwise, you'll be my best friend. We're going to play Lord of the Rings next, everybody.
Hey.
We've played songs from this musical a few times before because as weird and wacky as it is, I really like the folk feel of the Hobbit songs. And the one we're playing tonight is another one of those Hobbit songs. It isn't as happy as the other ones. It's sung by Sam and Frodo towards the end of the show. And it's just a really beautiful song. And kind of in light of recent events, I think it's just got a really nice message. So from Lord of the Rings, this is Now and For Always. And on that note, we come to the end of tonight's show. As always, thank you for listening. If you want to get in touch with us at any point during the week, we're on Facebook at URN Showtime and Twitter, Showtime URN. Send us your requests, shout outs, anything like that. Now, playing us out tonight is my show of the hour. Abby mentioned it slightly earlier, Come From Away. I spoke a great deal about it last week.
If you want to know, listen to the breakdown. You'll know all about this musical.
Set in the aftermath of 9/11, and it's just such a brilliant show. And I wasn't planning on playing it this soon. It was going to feature quite heavily in this set, but I wasn't going to play it this soon. But after things that happened last week in Manchester, I just feel like this show is so appropriate for the fact that it kind of, like, not only does it have amazing music and a cast and it's just staged really well and the story is brilliant, but it just really epitomises that fact that when the worst things imaginable happen, the overwhelming reaction is just good old human decency, people just being nice to each other. And we've seen that in Manchester and across the world in the past week. And I thought, in honour of people just being good and nice when everything goes wrong, we'd play this. So this is the finale from Come From Away. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
One, two!
One, two, three, four!
Welcome to the friends who have come from away. Welcome to the locals who have always said they'd stay. If you're coming from Toledo or you're coming from Taipei, because we come from everywhere,
we all come from away. Welcome
to this is URN
Showtime Breakdown.